Lawyers for Carella and Marchetti immediately attacked Casson's case. Speaking for Marchetti, Giovanni Seno argued that almost all of Casson's evidence involved the attempt by Carella and Marchetti to make it look as though they had left the Fenice at least an hour before the fire broke out. "Of course they did," said Seno. "They were frightened. It's only human that a person would try to distance himself from unfounded suspicion in a horrific event like this. Casson's case is all conjecture, nothing more." Carella's lawyer added that Casson had got it all wrong as to motive. Viette was not really late. The Fenice had given them a 6-week extension until March 15. Furthermore, if there had been a penalty, it would have been paid by the company that had given Viette the subcontract, Argenti. Carella's lawyer also claimed that Enrico's personal debt amounted to only $7,500, a tenth of what Casson had estimated. The $75,000 figure, he said, had probably come from a wiretapped conversation in which Carella's father mentioned to a friend that his son's debts had mounted after the fire. That was because much of his equipment had been destroyed in it. "I asked Casson if there had been a single moment or a single piece of evidence that tipped the scales and convinced him that Carella and Marchetti were guilty. Yes," he said without hesitation and again with a sly smile. "It happened on April 12th, to be exact. I summoned Marchetti and his girlfriend, Barbara Velo, to answer some questions. During the interview, I handed her a notice informing her that she was under investigation for lying to us about a phone call Marchetti had made to her on the night of the fire. We had found out from a wiretap of a conversation between them that Marchetti had tried to get her to change the time of the call. He said, 'I called you at 8:30 that night.' She said, 'You called me at 6 o'clock. And he kept telling her, 'No, 8:30. I called you at 8:30. I had purposely scheduled the interview at the Santa Chiara police station in Piazzale Roma,' Casson went on, "rather than in my office at the Rialto, because I knew they would be driving in from Salzano in Marchetti's car. I told them they could park right in front of the police station, which is usually not allowed. What they didn't know was that a few days earlier we had planted a tiny radio transmitter in their car. After the interview, they got back into the car, and Barbara Velo was furious because now she was under investigation for perjury. She turned to Marchetti and screamed at him in dialect, 'For a couple of bucks, and that other one up to his ears in debt. So to make a little money, they agreed to set the Fenice on fire. If only some money had come out of it, or if at least that cousin of yours had ended up with some of the cash he was supposed to get. Per quattro schei e quell'altro coi debiti, e sega messo d'accordo per fare un poche di schei, e iga da fogo ai Fenice. Al manco che gefuse, venui in scarsea quei schei, al manco che gefuse venui in scarsea a to cugin.' 'That's when I became certain,' said Casson. 'I called her in again and asked her to explain her statement. At first, she said she didn't remember saying it, so I offered to let her listen to herself on tape. Then she became vague. She said she had been very angry. Her comment hadn't been meant as an admission. She had merely been letting off steam, talking haphazardly. The police had been listening to tapes for months without finding anything useful. When they heard this one, however, they were elated. Casson, too, was clearly pleased about it. He released Barbara Velo's remark to the press, and it made predictable headlines. But doubts were raised in certain quarters about what the young woman had really meant to say. At noon one day, I stopped in Giascavi, one of the wine bars frequented by the locals near the Accademia. I found four men standing at the bar. One of them had a copy of the Gazzettino. He was reading Barbara Velo's words aloud to the others. 'The way it's written,' one of the men said, 'it sounds like a statement. They burned the Fenice for a couple of bucks. But it depends on her inflection. She could have meant it as a question. They burned the Fenice for a couple of bucks? Meaning, how could the police think anyone could be that stupid?' The other men chorused their agreement. Yes, yes, of course. Then there's the second part. If at least your cousin had made some money out of it. She could have been saying, well, if they did do it, at least your cousin should have got some money out of it.